USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The son of President Trump, Eric Trump, says the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago residence is the culmination of a six-year-long fishing expedition, and no one is being fooled by this. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News says the FBI and Department of Justice have lost their way and become politicized over the past decade.
Federal agencies in the past 5-10 years have been weaponized against people the government doesn't like. That's just a fact.
Primary elections are underway in Florida and New York today. The governor race in Florida has Democrat Congressman Charlie Crist and State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried as potential opponents for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. In New York City, Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney battle it out in the House primary. The final week of preseason in the National Football League starts Thursday with two games. USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Now that President Trump has called for a special master to intervene in his complaint against the FBI and Department of Justice violating his Fourth Amendment rights when raiding his home, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis stands up for Trump.
So the FBI has a history now of weaponizing its power to go after people that it doesn't like. And not only have they done that in a variety of contexts, they went after Donald Trump as a candidate specifically with Russia collusion, even when he became president, and they were basically trying to drive him out of office based on a conspiracy theory.
Mr. DeSantis on Fox News. A new semiconductor project in America needs construction workers.
The largest ever economic development project in Ohio needs about 7,000 construction workers amid a national shortage of tradespeople to build a $20 billion semiconductor plant near Columbus. Once built, the site will employ 3,000 people with an average salary of $135,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
We are USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Texas State Representative Republican Brian Harrison, former chief of staff of the Department of Health and Human Services, says unelected officials like Tony Fauci have way too much power, and that needs to change.
Tony Fauci being the focus of the news right now, that's good and that's interesting, but really he's just emblematic of a much bigger problem that's going on in this country, which is that of unelected bureaucrats having and possessing far more power than the elected members of legislative bodies across the country. I mean, Congresses and state legislatures have been outsourcing their responsibility to a generation where you have unelected officials like Tony Fauci with more power than, you know, 100 members of Congress put together. Are sometimes more powerful than the president of the United States. It's one of the reasons that before we left office in the Trump administration, I actually enacted term limits for bureaucrats. Everybody at HHS, at Tony Fauci's level and higher, was going to be subject to 5-year terms. And unfortunately, it's one of the first things that the incoming Biden administration undid, but I hope the next Republican administration that comes in puts those term limits back in place. The new Congress could do the same thing.
A United Nations diplomat was accused of raping one of his neighbors in Upper Manhattan over the weekend, but New York Police Department cops released him because he has diplomatic immunity. 46-year-old Charles Dickens Emen Oliha, a career diplomat for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation in South Sudan, was arrested in Sunday's alleged assault on a woman inside her apartment. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.